Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This week, but leaving a legacy of awesomeness musically behind, and we're kind of enjoying it together here on The Fan. Bob Aves, Rado, Noel McGraw. Let's go to the Window Nation hotline and bring in our next guest. He's from TerrapinTimes.com. There's a guy that left the town about, what, 3 months ago now? What is it here? June, is it March, April, May? 3 months ago, basically. He's been gone. But yet still we're talking about him. We're weeks away from practice starting for football 2025 for Mike Locksley. He's Keith Kavanaugh. Keith, good morning. What's going on? Keith Kavanaugh.
Bob, you guys there?
Yeah. Waiting on you.
Sorry.
You've been on for 4 minutes. Yes.
Yeah, I apologize. But before we get started, hot off the presses, Terp baseball coach Matt Swope picked up his fourth portal acquisition this morning, a former top 100 prospect, freshman first baseman Ryan Costello from LSU. So nice get for Coach Swope. You know, they need a little boost this offseason in the portal. Had a, you know, kind of a tough year. So it's a little portal action today for Terps baseball.
Well, you get a little Bud Abbott going, we're in business there. All right.
Kevin
Willard. We know him. I guess we hate him. He knows that everybody hates him, according to the story that came out this week. But Keith Kavanaugh, you've kind of known the inner workings of this dramatic situation that ended abruptly back in March. So, Keith, go ahead and explain why is he talking about Maryland, and why in the hell are we still talking about him?
Yeah, just when we thought we had put that one in the rearview mirror. But let's go all the way back, Bob.
Yes.
What, 3 years ago, 2 weeks into Willard's tenure, I said, Bob, he already has buyer's remorse about
this
job.
Yep.
You and I were discussing that the other day over at Robbie's. But I do want to clarify one point. Then I'll get onto the Locksley relationship with Damon and then the Pines relationship with him. The unvarnished truth today, guys. So Willard, when he got here, quickly he realized lack of NIL money for men's hoops. They wanted two gyms and a new practice facility, but budget shortfalls, they only got one. But him and Brenda said, put that money towards NIL, not a new practice facility. That's all that matters. But they didn't, and they went ahead and built that. So one gym, it opens this month. Also, he didn't like how they were marketing the basketball program. Also, little things like, you know, Bob, the loading dock where the media and the coaches park.
Sure.
That would flood every week. So he had a long punch list of issues that never got mitigated or fixed. However, you know, despite all those things, they had a good day-to-day working relationship, despite it all, okay? You know, they were chummy at times. They got stuff done. But by and by, it was not what he idealized in terms of a big-time program. Particularly, you got to remember, Maryland really was in a trail position with NIL overall going back 4 years ago at its inception, all sports, with the exception of football, where Locksley got ahead of it and got his own private group going. So Willard, that was kind of a mixed bag story because they did kind of work well together. despite some of those things. But moving on to Loxley, you know, he had great disdain for Damon from jump. And why is that? Because he hired DJ Durkin to hire before. So he had a chip on his shoulder about Damon to start. Also, he didn't like Damon's weekly armchair quarterback visits to the team house, telling him what he did wrong in each game, and then going on your show and often doing the same thing. You know, he was coaching all this. Hey, we did really poor on fourth down or short yard situation. So that didn't go very well. In the end, you know, he gave him that extension. So that mollified him a little bit. But he had his contentiousness there, too, and didn't like being coached by Damon, and Damon doing it on your segments as well. And then Daryl Pines right now has great disdain for Damon because he left right when they were in the middle of a basketball search there. And Damon had just got a lengthy extension in pay raise, and Loxley, too, making $6.5 million a year for not showing a lot of production, the highest paid employee in the state of Maryland. So it's kind of a Bermuda Triangle with Damon. However, we thought he was well deep in the rearview mirror, but apparently not. Brian Oldman, Associate AD, finishes out this month at Maryland. Then he goes down to SMU. Once Smith gets here, I expect others to depart for SMU, notably as well. I think they'll really shake up marketing out there, among other areas, as they boost NIL and beyond. So that's kind of the backstory on the three principal players out there, and Damon very much so in the rearview mirror, despite having to read about it again.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, with Jim Smith. Does get up here full time after, you know, the All-Star game, and he's with the Braves, or was, and he helped spearhead them getting the All-Star game back in Atlanta. Is there a to-do list, say top 2-3 things that he's going to have to do as soon as he makes College Park, Maryland his home for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, one, two, and three is NIL, NIL, NIL. Like I told you, he'll have a sticky on his forehead saying fundraise, fundraise, fundraise. So he met with all the head coaches last week. In 2 weeks, he's meeting with all the teams. So he'll sit down with men's basketball team, women's basketball team, football. He'll give all the programs his vision. You know, he's hybriding between the Braves and the Terps now. He's kicking the tires to get some more NIL and creative ways. Like, remember we talked about the camera angles at Maryland Stadium, so they don't show a whole blank side of no fans. Right. You know, little nuances like that. He's a master at that. And again, he's grounded in college sports, going way back in the day to Ohio State. He's just not a pro, sport financier type guy, though his chore mission will be generating more NIL and overhauling marketing and just the projection of Maryland sports overall in this market, which is very competitive. It's a pro area. It's a transient area. You're competing against all the pro teams, all the different sports, culture and arts and everything, tugging people every which way for their entertainment dollar. So he's going to capture that first and foremost. But he's a very high energy guy. It's great. He told everyone that. And he said, let's get busy on this.
Now, Keith, I got one question. How's he going to put butts in the stands? How's he going to do that?
Well, that falls on Loxley. They got to win. They got to win with style points like Ralph did. You just can't win in Maryland 17-12. You know, you got to go, 38-14. You got to put the students back in. Student body dynamic has changed. Their profile has changed over the years, or they're not at the VU at 9 a.m. like Bob Haney used to be, and then going to the game and getting in the next day at like noon and out in some shrubbery out back behind the stadium. But it's start with the students who are very apathetic and start with wins. And you got to get over the 8-win Mayo Bowl threshold to capture this fan base. Because, and also when you're starting the season in August at a noon game against FAU, you know, none of these things, their OOC is not very compelling this year. And Northern Illinois, that's going to be a tricky game. You know, as you all know, they beat Notre Dame last year. And then, of course, Towson. So you want to beef up that OOC, but you got to win. You got to win big. And Lox has got to get out there and be more dynamic with the fan base. There's no doubt about it. Ralph used to have breakfast with the fridge with all the students, free breakfast every morning at 7:30 on Fridays. He'd have hundreds of people there, fans and students alike. He'd have pep rallies. He'd have pizza parties, bonfires, all that stuff. You got to engage folks here, plus, because here it's a tough pull.
Keith Cavanaugh, all TerribleTimes.com. Keith, as always, appreciate the information, the intel. Happy Father's Day to you. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Well, you too, you as well, guys.
Thanks, Keith.
See ya.
There's Keith Cavanaugh. We'll come back, take a trip to the Funhouse real quick. Nolan McGraw. And then Steve Molesky is going to be coming in. We're going to talk about the Orioles series that was against the Tigers. Look ahead to the Angels and their road trip next week within the division. Vinny's going to be hitting the road. And then we'll be back next Monday getting you ready for mini camp, which starts on Tuesday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.